AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. It's going to be a split Congress next year. Republicans have won enough seats to become the majority party in the House of Representatives. Kevin McCarthy's already been elected the leader of House members. The Senate will still be controlled by Democrats. Mitch McConnell, who remains the minority leader, says he didn't think the GOP would have the huge gains that others had predicted because...
too much chaos, too much negativity. And we turned off a lot of these centrist voters, which is why I never predicted a red wave to begin with.
Air raid sirens sounded all across Ukraine early today, with Moscow unleashing more missile attacks. As for that missile that landed in Poland, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says, regardless of who fired it,
this tragedy would never have happened but for Russia's needless invasion of Ukraine.
There's speculation Ukrainian air defenses may have accidentally fired that missile, something that country's president denies. In Moscow, Idaho, where four university students were killed in an off-campus home, police say they don't have a suspect, and they're dialing back an earlier reassurance.
We cannot say that there's no threat to the community. And as we have stated, please stay vigilant, report any suspicious activity, and be aware of your surroundings at all times.
Two executions are slated today. Alabama authorities will execute a man convicted of slaying a preacher's wife in 1988. Oklahoma will carry out the death penalty for a man convicted of torturing and killing his girlfriend's baby in 1993. The Los Angeles County Sheriff says the 22-year-old driver who plowed into two dozen police recruits yesterday did not test positive for being impaired.
It looks like it's an accident. A horrific accident.
Five of those struck were critically injured. This is AP News. Trying to get your cup of morning coffee might be a little tricky today at some Starbucks locations.
Employees at more than 100 Starbucks stores are staging a walkout over better pay, more consistent schedules, and higher staffing levels at busy stores. Starbucks has more than 9,000 company-owned stores in the U.S., and employees at individual stores have been deciding whether to unionize. Starbucks Workers United, which is organizing the strike, says it will take place in 25 states, and some workers plan to picket all day. The employee action also coincides with Starbucks' annual Red Cup Day. I'm Donna Water.
As international climate talks in the Egyptian desert go into the final days, the focus is on getting agreements on key issues, like paying compensation for climate disasters, ending all fossil fuel use, and additional financial help for poor nations. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.